Welcome to the Ike Packers podcast.
Go Pack Go.
Check the polls. Do you want Aaron Rodgers to go?
Go Pack Go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. We're diving into the playoffs, what happened, who the quarterbacks are remaining, and how that affects the Aaron Rodgers versus Jordan Love debate. We're also weighing in on Matt LaFleur, Aaron Jones, the organization, and much more. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get into the show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. My name is Alex Eichsted. I'm your host, and Packers fans, thank you for tuning in. We have a special episode today because right away we're getting to it. We're giving away a Jair Alexander jersey.
Official.
In partnership with the show River West Radio. The official tweet's going to be popping up on Ike Packers. All you have to do to enter is follow Ike Packers and follow the show. Look out for that official tweet. But we have a fire episode. We'll be touching on the NFL playoffs a little bit, and we're going to be getting into our Packers talk. Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love, the roster, you name it. I'm joined here by KJ, my co-host. KJ, welcome in. How you feeling?
Packers fans, through rain or shine, through high or low, we're with you on this show. We know you bleed green and gold. So do I. So does Alex. So does every one of us behind this brand. And we know that this is a family. I just want to start by saying thank you to all the new listeners we're seeing come flooding in. Over 100 countries listening to the podcast. And we don't take that for granted. No matter where you're listening from, America, Africa, Europe, Asia, the oceanic region, even if you're listening in Antarctica, and apologies if I forgot anyone in there, we appreciate you, Packers fans. This is a place where you can leave your take. Any take goes here. Any take is welcome under the Ike Packers umbrella, and we have a very exciting episode. Like Alex says, we are giving away an official Jair Alexander jersey. Keep an eye for the tweet to pop up on Ike Packers right after we're done recording this episode. So keep an eye on that. It's going to be fun. You know Jair is going to be a Packer for the foreseeable future, and he's going to be a good one. Definitely one of the top three cornerbacks in the league. Objectively, we're going to talk some NFL talk. Obviously, that leads us to the Pack talk because, hey, these teams in the playoffs, that's where the Pack should be. We have Super Bowl aspirations, and I'm excited to talk all about it. Alex, thanks for having me.
Yup, Packers fans, it is exciting to watch the NFL playoffs because, to me, it's been eye-opening. The Chiefs knocked off the Jaguars. They're going to be a problem with Trevor Lawrence. He looks like a good young leader. The Eagles demolished the Giants 38-7. Honestly, did not see that coming. Eagles might be the sleeper here in the playoffs left remaining. The Bengals took care of business against the Bills in the snow. No more Josh Allen. And then finally, the 49ers sent home the Star Boys, the Cowboys, 19-12. Mike McCarthy, head on down to the couch, my friend, because the Packers are watching you exit the playoffs again. And the 49ers cage, I mean, they're there again with Brock Purdy as their quarterback. The Bengals have Joe Burrow. He's young. He might be going to another Super Bowl. The Eagles have Jalen Hurts. He's making a little over $1 million a year. And the Chiefs, of course, have Patrick Mahomes. What is your initial reaction when you see the four quarterbacks, all very young, that are in these final two games of the season?
You know, man, obviously you need to be a great leader, but it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that, and here's what I see, Packers fans. I see complete synergy with head coach and quarterback. You look at Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. 130, 40, 50% on the same page, if that's even possible, right? They know exactly what each other's thinking. The plays reflect that. And guess what? They get results. He's going to be around for a long time, as he has been. Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor, things couldn't be going much better over there. Joe Burrow's got the look of a champion. He is a champion from his college days with LSU. They're my favorite. A lot of people, you know, you said the Eagles are a little bit of a surprise. I disagree. I think a lot of people expected them to win that game. I didn't expect it was going to be a blowout like that. But I believe right now, if you ask me who my favorite is right now, I think it's Joe Burrow and the Bengals. You look at the 49ers with Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan, complete synergy, because Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft. He was even further than Tom Brady, right? Like, for a long time, it was like, oh my gosh, Brady was a sixth-round pick.
He might had
all
just
these
do
Super
it.
Bowls. You know, he just did it, and Brock Purdy was like, even later, you know, I don't think anyone really has many expectations for seventh round picks. And obviously that's Shelton Donald Driver for defying the odds. He was from Elkhorn State. I believe he was an Olympian high jumper, but if he was an Olympian, he was certainly a great high jumper and a Packers legend, number 80. We appreciate him retweeting Ike Packers here and there, interacting with Ike Packers here and there, as we encourage all of you to do, where any take is welcome. And then, man, Jalen Hurts and I believe it's Sirianni on the Eagles. Like, you saw Sirianni just completely owned the sideline. If anyone saw that clip where he tells the official, he's like, I know what the F I'm doing. Well, guess what? That's the exact opposite of Matt LaFleur. And that might be harsh, but LaFleur is leagues away. You know that book, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Well, Matt LaFleur is 20,000 leagues under these coaches. And I'm sorry, but he's got to step his game up, whether that means he's got this great scheme, but he's just getting walked all over by Aaron Rodgers, or maybe he doesn't have a great scheme and he's just not that good of a coach. Either way, he has to do better. You look at all these coaches remaining in the playoffs. They're amazing coaches, but more importantly, they have complete synergy between coach and quarterback. And if you don't have that, you're taking L's.
You got to get that, right? And that's why the Packers haven't won in the playoffs the last few years. It hasn't been the rest of the team. I think everyone
Even McCarthy.
Knows it. Everyone knows it.
Going back to
cage.
McCarthy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rodgers didn't have synergy with McCarthy forever.
Yeah, he's been choking in the playoffs, and Matt LaFleur hasn't been able to make adjustments. Together, it just hasn't been there, and that's
Train
when
wreck.
The playoffs kind of show this. I look at the Bengals. And they're going to be a problem for many, many years.
At least a decade.
The Chiefs. But the thing that the Bengals have is they have a young quarterback in Joe Burrow who might just go to his second Super Bowl. And I'm kind of, you know, thinking more about it, because there was a specific quote that came out this week that Aaron Rodgers made. And, you know, he said he thinks he can return to MVP form. And at first it seemed like, yeah, we want Rodgers to be back at MVP form. But then a certain player called out Aaron Rodgers by the name of Rob Gronkowski. Maybe you saw this, Packers fans. If you didn't, it's up on Ike Packers. Go check it out. But he called out Aaron Rodgers for not wanting to win a Super Bowl instead. Instead, it was about an MVP trophy.
Hold on.
And hold on, Cage. I just want to say one more thing. There's very few players who can call out Aaron Rodgers. I think the entire Packers organization has no one who's willing to do that. But Rob Gronkowski was not afraid there. Do you think he was justified in saying that? And what is your take on, you know, Rodgers and wanting to win a championship? Do you think he can get back to one?
Well, hold on, man. It's first very important to consider the broader context of the situation, which you failed to mention. But I want to mention it for all Packers fans, just so they know that we're aware of the whole conversation. Rodgers basically said, hey, you know, before that, he's like, there's no point in coming back unless you think you can win it all. That being said, I think I can win MVP in the right situation. So Packers fans, we know that. We know that Aaron Rodgers prefaced it with, you know, grander context. But here's the truth, because Packers fans deserve the truth. You listening right now deserve the truth. You don't deserve to be lied to by beat writers. You don't deserve to be lied to by national commentators. You deserve boots on the ground truth from Wisconsin, because that's what you deserve. You're the greatest fans in the world. And the truth is that despite the context of the situation and the conversation, Gronk was right. And everybody, I mean, I would say most people listening and most people in the Packers universe know that even if Rodgers says the right things, which he's intelligent, he's very good at doing that, he cares way more about winning individuals. He cares way more about himself than he does the grander team. And yes, you know, Aaron Rodgers will gift his linemen things here and there. Yes, he'll wrap his arm around Randall Cobb. But you know what he's not doing? He's not doing what Trevor Lawrence is doing after he takes an L and congratulating each and every one of his teammates in the tunnel on a great season, because guess what? He knows he's going to be back. You know, Trevor Lawrence is going to have his day. You could see it. This is his coming out party. his leadership coming out party, right? Like, last year was a train wreck for the Jaguars. So I just want to make that absolutely crystal clear. You know, Gronk, it was a little bit misquoted, but it does not mean that Gronk was wrong. Even if Rodgers says he technically wants to, you know, wouldn't come back if he didn't think he could win it all, Aaron Rodgers has not been a team player for quite a long time. You know, he doesn't give a rip about offseason workouts. We put out a poll on Ike Packers. So Packers fans, if you're listening to this, once again, going back to the truth, regardless of your opinion, the numbers don't lie. 83% of Packers fans believe Aaron Rodgers should be at offseason workouts. And that's just a fact. You know, like, winners put in the work when no one else is watching. Winners do more than they're expected to, especially when you're making upwards of $50 million a year. And you're going to be getting paid more than that this coming season, whether he's back or not. You know, it's quite astounding how Aaron Rodgers can't just show up to a workout. I mean, the amount of... No one can even relate to that because no one could ever get away with that. But on top of it, Packers fans, going back to the pure data, you can check the amount of votes in these polls. There's thousands of them. If you scroll down on Ike Packers, thousands of votes, I think even tens of thousands on certain polls. The sentiment has shifted. 40% of Packers fans want Aaron Rodgers back to with his Packers this year, and 60% want them to move forward with Jordan Love. This is the first time that's happened, including myself. You know, coming off back-to-back MVP years last year on the show, Packers fans, we know a lot of you came into the listenership last year. I for sure wanted to bring Aaron Rodgers back, but it's like it didn't get any better. It got significantly worse, and you got to make a executive decision. Do you want to cap... you know, pigeonhole your franchise into oblivion for the next 6 years? Or do you actually want to move forward? We could have easily gone 8-9 with Jordan Love. You know, we could have easily gone 8-9 and missed the playoffs with Jordan Love and spreading that millions and millions elsewhere. And 60% of Packers fans now realize that. The sentiment is shifting. The tide is turning. The data reflects this. And it's not always what Packers fans want to hear. But that's just how it is. And Alex, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was I heard from Coach K talking about Kobe Bryant. Shout out to Kobe Bryant. Is that
legend?
Kobe Bryant expected to win. And the reason he expected to win and would never really celebrate the winning was because he enjoyed the process and the fine details much more. When they were on the Olympic team with LeBron, with Dwayne Wade, with the star-casted, stacked USA team, Kobe Bryant got up in the Olympics every morning by himself and would go through the drills and practice scenarios. And you know what happened? Coach K said, then multiple guys started doing it, three or four guys. And then the entire team started doing it. And that's exactly what leaders do and best players are expected to do. Lead. That's what your job is, Aaron Rodgers. It's not come in last minute, act like you're better than everybody, and then just kind of, you know, deflect, blame, right? And I'm seeing this with some of these young players really just owning the situation, owning the spotlight. And I haven't really seen Rodgers own anything except for, you know, his MVP years, and which was great. But, Cage, I'm just kind of thinking about winning these playoff games. I'm thinking about the future here, and I'm not so convinced that he can compete against some of these young guys who are hungry. I think their player is hungry.
But he needs an attitude adjustment. And Packers fans, here's another poll. You can look at this one. 95% of Packers fans would rather have a Super Bowl than an MVP, another MVP from Aaron Rodgers. So it's like, yes, there's broader context this conversation, but I mean, look at what's right in front of you. You know, we need a leader. We need someone who's all in, right? Push all the poker chips in the middle of the pile. You know, someone who's going to ride or die with his players. And with his organization. And that doesn't mean just 17 days a year. That means 365, like Kobe Bryant. You know, like...
Exactly.
Man, it's like Kobe is a legend for a reason. And Aaron Rodgers only has one Super Bowl. I mean, what an abomination. Packers fans, if this doesn't grind your gears, I commend you, because, like, it grinds my gears. You know, like, we need more than one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. I mean, we also put out another poll. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers can bounce back and win another Super Bowl? And Alex, maybe you could scroll and find the answer to that. But I believe it was something like 41% of people said no. yes, and then 59% said no. So it's kind of like that two out of every five people are Team Rodgers, and three out of every five people are like Team, hey, let's just get the Packers back to prominence. And sometimes you got to take one step back to take two steps forward. And if that means the Packers got to proceed with Jordan Love and experience some growing pains only to recognize, you know, greatness at a future date, well, then that's a decision that Gutekunst is going to have to weigh. But truth is, Gutekunst, LaFleur, Joe Barry, all these guys, they got to do a better job across the board. You know, Rodgers, to his credit, it's not a one-man show. You know, his teammates could be better.
Matt LaFleur, because this was eye-opening. Aaron Jones caught a lot of heat this week, and it was wrongfully blamed. Matt LaFleur should be catching the heat, because I did a deep dive into the stats, and the Packers, when Aaron Jones was getting over 50% of red zone rushes, right, when he was getting 60% rush of the rushes, over 50%, the Packers had the second and first red zone scoring offense in the league.
So you're saying it's top. Top tier.
Top tier, Cage. Top tier. Because Aaron Jones knows how to find the end zone, whether he's a small guy. Then, you know, Matt LaFleur starts using more A.J. Dillon because, hey, he looks like a goal line back, but the stats don't necessarily say that. And the Packers fall to, like, 18th in the league. But they still had Davante Adams, right? So Davante Adams was able to claim double-digit red zone touchdowns. But this year, no Davante Adams. You're going with more A.J. Dillon. I think Aaron Jones saw 40% of the red zone carries. The Packers were 23rd, bottom 10 in the league in red zone scoring, and they have way too much talent to ever have that happen. It's like, Matt LaFleur, man, you're trying to make people happy, but you're going against the stats or going against the things that work. And you know who's catching blame and might get, you know, cut because of this? Aaron Jones, when all the guy has done is average over 5 yards a carry. And it's just crazy. I know he fumbled in the key games. He needs to work on
that. He's not the biggest problem.
But he's not the biggest problem here.
He helps the Packers, right? And he caught a lot of flack. You know, Packers fans, we totally relate to you, right? We bleed green and gold. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, still live in Wisconsin. But it's like, you know, there is people just looking for places to put blame. And some people are finally casting blame on Rodgers. Some people will never cast blame on Rodgers. And the great part about Ike Packers and this community is that you can have whatever opinion you want. You can have whatever opinion you want. We welcome you under this, you know, umbrella. And it's just interesting, man. Like, Matt LaFleur, you look at the Sean McVay coaching tree. He's probably like the least effective disciple among those guys. And you know, that's Kyle Shanahan, that's Zach Taylor, that's Matt LaFleur. You know, Shanahan and Taylor are going to multiple Super Bowls. LaFleur cannot coach a big game to save his life. And, you know, some Packers fans, I want to address all the crowds and all the, you know, the factions out there.
POVs.
Some Packers fans are in the DMs saying, what are you talking about? Can't win a big game. You don't think a divisional playoff game was big? It's like, yes, that's big, but we have Super Bowl aspirations. You know what feels great? Winning a Super Bowl. You know what feels bad? Getting knocked out anytime before that. And let's get that euphoric feeling of winning a Super Bowl. I mean, look at all the talent on this team.
Yes, we might need
a piece or two, but we cannot continue to just hamstring ourselves with this $60 million cap albatross unless he's all in. And that means 3, 6, 5.
Well, hopefully the Gronk comment lights a fire under him, because there's very few people who can do that. I think four rings.
You can't argue with four rings. You know, yeah. You can't argue with four rings.
Moving on, Packers fans.
I got one more thing to say about Matt LaFleur. Okay. Look at all these coaches who get knocked out, Packers fans, and they immediately make coaching changes. Tampa Bay fired Byron Leftwich as their offensive coordinator. He is a rising star in this game. If it ain't this year, he'll have a head coaching position in the next 5 to 10 years. You know, a lot of people just seem to believe that. There's other coordinators who have been let go. There's defensive coordinators who have been let go. There's defensive coordinators currently interviewing, like Flores, I believe, is interviewing with the Vikings, the Steelers wizard. But, like, Matt LaFleur is just so fatally too nice. It's killing us, man. Like,
He's killing us with kindness.
This is a great Packers transition fans. To what I was about to bring up, Packers fans, because I'm looking at the top four quarterbacks in this year's draft, and a lot of people have been saying, let's trade Love and let's try and draft a quarterback. Really? You want Bryce Young 6 foot on a good day, 194 pounds? You want C.J. Stroud 6'3", 218 pounds, who had stacked receivers in college and, you know, is going to have a huge adjustment? Are you going to want Will Levis from who knows where, 6'3", unproven, 230 pounds? Penn State to Kentucky. Stetson Bennett, who's already older than Jordan Love and 5'11".
Two-time champion, though.
Jordan Love is 6'4", 220 pounds, heck of an arm, mobile, and flashing at the pro level in real games. Someone made a great point. Love, in his first career start against the Chiefs, took Mahomes and Andy Reid in their own stadium to the wire, break. And if Mason Crosby had hit a couple field goals, we love Mason, hope he's back next year, had a great year, the Packers would have won that game. Yeah, it's crazy. True. It's absolutely crazy.
The narrative is warped. The narrative is warped on Jordan Love, Packers fans, and that's why you're listening, is because, you know, this is where we keep it real. And there's no there's no massive corporation that owns us that's telling us what we can or can't say. We're 100% independent, and we do this for you. We do this for you. That's our why. Our shared goal is to get another Super Bowl. That is the goal here. And it's like, I don't understand why anyone would be against that goal, right? Like, I don't know. Like, and let me just say, Aaron Rodgers is one of Alex and I's favorite players ever. I mean, the man is an absolute stud. But underperforming, whether it's in business or life or football or whatever it is, and doing that over a prolonged decade plus is unacceptable, and Packers fans are starting to get tired of it. You know, whatever the solution may be, trust me, we're going to talk a lot about that this offseason. Packers fans, that's the goal, the Super Bowl.
Yep, quick aside, I want to make a mention that Mason Crosby has not missed a football game since he was in high school, playing 258 straight games for the Green Bay Packers. And before that, he played 50 straight games for the Colorado Buffaloes. He had a great season kicking-wise for the Packers this last year. What is really holding him back from not coming back? I think, you know, his contract is big, but hey, I want reliable Mace, you know, money Mace. A lot of Packers fans like to call him that. I like to call him that, too. But I would like to have Crosby back. I think you don't want to give yourself another problem.
You're right. We got enough of them. But I have another topic. Are you wrapping up that thought real quick?
Yeah. I just wanted to make that point is that he's solid. You know, like
Mace ain't the problem. Just like Aaron Jones isn't the problem. And Aaron Jones' cap hit's going to balloon to $20 million. So we'll see what happens with that. But his play, obviously, the fumbling is a problem. But Aaron Jones as a back, you know, you could do a lot worse. But this brings a broader question into the picture, Alex. Aaron Rodgers is kind of trying to put on his GM hat, saying, "Hey, I want my buddies back. I want David Bakhtiari making 26+ mil. I want, you know, Tanyan back.
I want David Bakhtiari to focus on football. I mean, this guy's talking about anything but football.
It's crazy, man. But then I want Randall Cobb back. I don't know who else he listed, but like, Alan Lazard is like, I'm getting out of town, man. I'm getting out to a place where like my quarterback and my coach are on the same page. And it pains me to see that, because Alan Lazard does a lot of those little things that are really going to be missed. You know, like
He wasn't the problem either.
Alan Lazard was not the problem. And man, what do you think about some of these guys that Rodgers wants to bring back? You know, Cobb, I love Cobb, but yes, stop holding on to the past. Tanyan, I mean, on like a 1-year deal for cheap, like maybe. He certainly hasn't earned anything more than that. Mercedes Big Dog Lewis, I absolutely love, but it's almost like, do you even stop holding on the pass with him too? You know,
and yes,
like,
yes,
exactly,
good
exactly.
Tight ends in the draft.
And David Bakhtiari, I mean, barely.
The only
plays.
Guy I want to hold on is Crosby.
I would ask Bakhtiari to restructure. You know, because he's talented. Like David Bakhtiari can still play, but the problem is, he ain't playing much.
The quarterback determines how the linemen are operating. The Bengals, I thought they were going to get absolutely shredded by this Bills defense.
It's very true.
But
very true.
Nope.
And a coach helps with that, too.
Yep. It looked like Joe Burrow was doing just fine. And I think there's no more reason to give Rodgers what he wants. It's time for the Packers to start dictating this guy, or it's time to move on. It's like, man, we gave you a crippling contract.
Everything,
right? Even brought back all your buddies. Got David Bakhtiari a huge contract. Not that he didn't, like, at the time wasn't performing high, just a bit of bad luck. But the way he's responded hasn't necessarily made me happy about it.
He hasn't earned that yet.
No.
He hasn't earned that yet.
And what it really is about with this team is no longer Rodgers' buddies. It's about Romeo Doubs. It's about Christian Watson. It's about Jair Alexander. It's about the young guys who want to win, who are hungry. That's my point, Cage, is that there's guys on this team who haven't won a Super Bowl. They want to get to one. Like, it's no longer, hey, let's run it back and then have our fun and then fall out of the playoffs and make our cash and ride out
and have a longer offseason. It's like, oh my gosh.
No,
want someone who is so dead set on winning a Super Bowl that it just rubs off on the entire rest of the team. And if that means it's got to be a coach, if that means it's got to be a change at quarterback, if that means it's just got to be another veteran voice, we've got to make a change for the better.
Here's an idea, Packers fans. We put this out, and a lot of you seemed very excited about this idea. Charles Woodson. Let's give that man a call, see how much he wants to get paid, right? I think, you know, over 6,000 Packers fans, they were on board with this. 500-plus wrote in. And I know Woodson might not want to take that position.
No, hold on. I have something to say.
Things speak.
I have something to say.
And one of those
Charles Woodson, there's a few fans who are like, he's got a whiskey brand. You know, like, man, he doesn't want to coach. It's like, do you know what? Like, it's all about purpose in life. That's why you literally get out of bed in the morning. You know, Woodson's got the money box checked off, right? Like, big check in the money box, right? And his purpose in this planet, in this life, was not create a whiskey brand. That's a side thing. His purpose is football. That's his legacy. That's his purpose. And he knows that in his heart, and so do the people closest to him. And so, like Alex said, you never know until you try. And I'd like to see Matt LaFleur try a little harder if he's going to be sticking around, which it looks like he is.
I would like to see another man stick around. Our special teams coach, Cage.
And so would Eric Stokes. Eric Stokes liking our tweet, man. You know, throwing out, hey, keep Bisaccia in Green Bay. Please. He is also not the problem.
Let's not create more problems by being too nice as an organization. I think Murphy's just got to be a little more tough. I hope he's watching these playoff games because they've been eye-opening to me, Packers fans. What have they said to you? What's the number one thing? Has it been the quarterback? Has it been the head coach? Has it been the underperforming? Has it been the discipline? Let us know.
Write us in.
It's fun hearing your takes. To be in the playoffs. And if you're not in them, you should probably do something about it.
Yeah. Well, and Packers fans, like Alec, building off Alex's point, we've really enjoyed reading many of your messages coming in these last few weeks because a lot of you have written in with some really constructive takes, whether that's trade proposals, whether that's just, you know, your overall thoughts, whether it's kind of you telling us about your experience at Lambeau. It's exciting to read. You know, Ike Packers on Twitter. Give us a follow. Make sure to check out this contest, this Jair contest we just launched. We're giving away an official Jair Alexander jersey, your size.
Super easy to enter. It's
like $130, $140 value. But Jair Alexander is a jersey that we chose because we don't think a ton of Packers fans have that jersey yet. Like, we've given away tons of Rodgers jerseys. We've given away one Jair, but I think we want to give away some more. So basically, Packers fans, go check out the tweet if you're here in this pod. It'll be right on Ike Packers. Brand new contest starting today. Winner announced on next week's pod. So you got 1 week to enter this. It's a short sprint. Do not miss out on your chance to win a Jair Alexander jersey. And, of course, we ship all over the world because Ike Packers is international in over 100-plus countries. We couldn't thank you enough. It's an absolute privilege, and it's an absolute honor to be here with you, Packers fans. And together, we will basically just achieve Packers greatness one way or another. So, Alex, you want to take us home?
Yep, Packers fans, I want to thank you for listening. We always appreciate you in the community. Go enter that giveaway. Super easy to enter. We want you to you know, enter, because that's a way we can give back to you for all this appreciation you have showed us. It's going to be exciting all off season. The NFL draft's coming up after the playoffs, so we're going to have you here every step of the way. Free agency is going to be nuts, and hopefully the Packers make some moves, because that's when the news is at Ike Packers. So live here, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, tell a friend, and as always, go Pack go.
Go Pack go forever.
Enjoyed this episode of the Ike Packers podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go.
Everybody's telling me hello, looking for a place to go. Now we got the lights on low, so cold like it's about to snow. And now we move fast, kissing your shoulder. The music's playing loud, bass hitting low, low. Can't let go, there's no other place that I'd rather go. Love is here tonight. Place to go. Now we got the lights on low, so cold like it's about to snow. The music's playing loud, bass hitting low, low. Feeling like I can't let go. There's no other place that I'd rather go. Love is here.